Of prayer this morning, it's testimony time. Please listen attentively to these testimonies. I shall be more astounding as we engage. Number one, from Puff Seller to ICT staff. I joined this commission in March of 2013. Before I joined this great commission, I was a roadside Puff Seller. Puff is a local donut. For those who are not familiar with that, I came into this church with so many problems. As I began to connect with the grace of God upon this commission, I discovered that where I worshiped before was not my place. So I settled here. There was a government policy that stated that we had to leave the area where we were selling things. Due to that, I had to stop my puff business. On the 3rd of July 2013, I was employed as an ICT staff in a company to which I did not submit my CV or application letter. Make that bigger for Jesus. In just 3 months of joining this commission, God has changed my story majestically. Testify is Ede CJ. Please, hands together, let's appreciate Jesus for that. Number two, 3 years brain cancer healed. Hallelujah. For 3 years, I was having headache. So I went to the Lagos University Teaching Hospital, Luth, and a co-hospital, where the doctors diagnosed me as having brain cancer. My friend invited me here for the first time. In fact, I didn't know when we came here, because I was almost dying. I was bleeding from my brain, and I was almost unconscious, so I lost balance. When the ushers saw me, they wanted to take me to the clinic, but I refused. I told them that I wanted to stay and listen to the bishop's message. As I listened to the message, the bishop said, "If you are here and you are hearing the sound of my voice, if after 3 months you don't see any change in your life, please go to another church." The words touched me and God took over my case. That was how God healed me of the brain cancer. Every symptom disappeared. Now I can talk normally. To God be the glory. Testifies Dorothy I. Mrs. Please rise on your feet. Let's lift our hands to God with loud voices. Let's magnify him for this glorious testimony.
Let's lift up our two hands and give God thanks again this morning for answered prayers. Give him thanks for those amazing testimonies of the goodness of the Lord. Celebrate and magnify him. Thank you, Jesus. Ask him to speak to you this morning, everyone. Jesus, I want to hear from you this morning. All the people came early in the morning for to hear him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. And the word of the Lord cleared that individual of brain cancer. It can clear you of any pain, any ache, wherever, in your body or in your life. Therefore, by the word of the Lord this morning, receive your desire turnaround. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and that granted him a brand new beginning. May the word of the Lord this morning steer a brand new beginning in everyone's life. Father, thank you for your amazing act in our midst. Because it's marvelous, it must be your doing. Therefore, we return all the glory to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. Now speak to each one of us this morning. Let the word of each one come true that will grant a brand new beginning like in the case of Joseph. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand and please, you may be comfortably seated. Engaging the power of expectation for entering into our promised land. Life without expectation is an adventure and frustration. It is expectation that gives value to living. When people are cast down, you hear people say to them, where there is life, there is hope. Let your expectation come alive. The way you are looking, if you don't gather your expectation back, that might be your end. Expectation is what gives meaning to living. Life without expectation is an adventure in frustration. Proverbs 28 and verse 18. For surely there's an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. It's our expectation that defines our destination. What we don't expect, we are not permitted to experience. Therefore, let your expectation come alive. God never lies. And God's word is the source of man's guaranteed expectations in life. Romans 15:4. The word says, the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So God's word is the fountain of our guaranteed expectations. Whatever has happened before by the hand of God is ordained to keep happening and rehappening in the life of anyone who cares to receive and believe it. For there is nothing new under the sun. What has been is what shall be, and what was done is what shall be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. I am the Lord, I change us. We can settle on whatever he may have done before that we need today, and he will do it again. Amen. And our expectation is facilitated on the altar of prayer. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Then he went up to the mountaintop and cast his head between his two knees and began to pray. He said, hey, my staff, go down, check towards the sea. He said nothing. He said, okay, keep going on. There's something. I'm praying here. He was enforcing the realization of his expectation on the altar of prayer. And the heavens gave rain. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 41 to 46. The heavens gave rain as he began to enforce his expectation on the altar of prayer. We have also tried to check since this we began that the word faith simply means expectation. Faith is the substance of things expected. Hope for means expected. The evidence of things not seen. things expected, the evidence of things not seen. Things expected. So when the word says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, it means let him ask expectantly. Or let not that man think shall receive anything from God. So supplication, intercession without expectation equals frustration. Let him not expect that he shall receive anything from God. So our prayers must be accompanied with expectation before they are qualified for delivery, before we are qualified to assess the answers. We can't take delivery of the answers without being expectant in our prayers. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. James 1:5, he will give it liberally without calling him a fool. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he who doubts like a wave of the sea, tossed to and fro. But let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. Anything from the Lord. The prophetic feast is just a few days to come, and then we begin. And then what are we expecting? He has set a platform for our expectation on scriptures. We serve a feast-making God. So it's not the first time we call a feast. That's what kings do. Kings are constantly calling for a feast. But there's a special feast coming in this time. A great feast. And let's catch a picture of it. Isaiah 25, verse 6 to 8. For upon and in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make a feast unto all people. How many? A feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that spread over all nations. You see how much we're struggling under that veil in the name of coronavirus? Over all nations, blinded. He said, in this mountain the Lord shall destroy every covering cast over our faces as his people, so we can walk in liberty and be in command. The devil has capacity to deceive all people. He deceives all nations. He deceives the entire world. In a prophetic feast, what God does is to shatter the face of covering that won't let you see what God has in store for you. No matter how anointed you are, everybody is a victim of his fear. I mean, the fear of man will bring him into a snare, no matter who that man, no matter how intelligent he is. You live in fear, you become a victim of life. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Fear. That's what the face of covering, that the covering does, the veil. It injects fear so as to make a captive of his victims. And what will happen? And the Lord will destroy, he will swallow up death in victory. Everyone appointed to death shall be openly liberated. And the Lord will wipe away tears from off all faces. How many faces? So expect that every veil cast on your face shall be taken away. Expect the siege of untimely death to be swallowed up in victory. Now, expect all your tears to come to an end. Now, and he went on and said, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. Expect every trace of shame and reproach to be brought to an end. Okay, you already know what to expect, therefore. In this great prophetic feast, a feast of far things, a feast of wine on the lees, of far things full of marrow, of wine on the lees well refined. So he's gathering us to this feast. We're coming in as very dry bones, but we are returning as a mighty host unto God. Can I hear your loudest amen? Everybody will return with a dramatic change of story testimony. For he took me into a valley, and it was full of bones, and behold, the bones were very dry. Oh, that prophet said, Ezekiel, in 37. Son of man, can these bones live? He said, oh Lord, thou knowest. He said, prophesy. There shall be heavy downpour of prophetic rain at this feast. That those who catch it, we have what to show. Heavy downpour of prophetic rain in this feast. Glory to God. And then he said, behold, these dry bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our hope is gone. There's nothing more remaining. He said, but I will open up your graves. Can I hear your loudest amen? So expect God to open up every grave of discomfort, of pain, of ache in your life like a dream of the night. That's how to capture your future. By aligning the truth of scriptures, stir up an expectation in your heart. You're going to see wonders. Stand to your feet. And now translate this light from Isaiah 25 and verse 8 into a personal demand. Lord, I'm coming to this feast full of expectation. I'm looking forward to the tearing away of every veil cast on my mind by the wicked one. I must be a full partaker of this prophetic feast. That will change my story forever. Come on now, express your expectation. Express your expectation. Every area of struggle in anyone's life must come to an end. It's on the altar of prayer we enforce the realization of expectation. It's on the altar of prayer we enforce the full manifestation of expectation. So engage that altar right now. Engage that altar right now. Engage that altar right now. The servant of Elijah went the seventh time and said, hey, I see a cloud in form of a human hand. He said, tell him, get ready. Rain is here. 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 Your dry season is over. Your dry season shall be over completely, completely, completely. That of your family, that of your children. Dry season is over. that of your career, that of your business, your destiny is over. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. For Elijah is a man of like passion as we are. He prayed earnestly, not casually. He prayed earnestly. And the reproach of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. He said, I will make you a name and a praise in every land where you have been put to shame. I will make you a name and a praise in every land where you have been put to shame. I will make you a name and a praise in every land where you have been put to shame. I will make you a name and a praise. So I like you to engage passionately on the altar of prayer to enforce the realization of your expectation. Don't come over to this event as going to a marriage, going to a birthday party. Come spiritually on fire to catch every prophetic word that it sounds. The word that can scatter brain cancer will scatter anything that's all around you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Everybody's case shall be supernaturally settled. May no one here be a victim of the Laodicean syndrome. I don't need anything, you know. I have. Not knowing that you are poor, you are wretched, you are blind. He said, come for the real thing. What I have in store for you, all that you are and have now by my grace, cannot compare with it. Amen. Cannot. Some people's strength will be renewed like that of an eagle. Some will have a rewind of their age 20 years back. Strength and vigor will come back to people. There shall be a baptism of longevity. He said, and the days of your life shall be many as the days of the heaven upon the earth. My God, it's part of the blessings of the promised land. Get ready. Get ready. Just check through and see what is in that land that's not speaking in your life. Those are the things that God is preparing for you. Lift up your two hands and speak to the day. This day of waiting on the Lord is an opportunity to enforce your expectation on the altar of prayer. Is the God of all flesh, there is nothing too hard for him. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Now, begin to invite your friends, your colleagues at work. Come over. It's a once-in-a-lifetime platform. You can only be 40 years once. And we have a lot of heavy prophetic package that points to the year 40. So invite them and invite them with the sole purpose to have them experience a change of story. Can I hear your amen? Anyone you say come to, will come. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Lift your voice and thanks unto God. Give praise to his name. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. He's worthy of praise. Appreciate him. Give him the glory that is due unto him. Give him the honor that is due unto him. Give him the adoration and give him all of the praise. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all praise and of all glory. Thank you and thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.